What does Trump own in New York City, really? What does he really own, do you think?
Well, like we've been saying, nothing really.
Well, we're about to go a little deeper into it here. Now, this is just New York City. This is not Chicago. This is not Arizona. This is not anywhere else in the world. This is just New York City, and I may have missed a couple, but you'll get the gist of it.
Yeah. Shoot.
What?
Shoot.
Shoot. The Trump International Hotel and Tower. He owns the service areas. Who really owns the building is GE and the Galbraith Company. They hired him in 1996 to glam up the place, to make it look a little better.
Yeah.
So he basically owns one unit in the building. He owns a restaurant space. He owns the parking garage and valet booth. He owns, you're going to love this, the room service, kitchen, and lobby. And guess what else he owns?
The toilet.
The bathrooms. No joke.
It was a guess.
It was the bathroom. That's just crazy.
Are they pay bathrooms? Like a toll? Know, do you put a toll in the toilet before you can flush?
Who knows? The second one is Trump Tower. He owns retail space and commercial portions of the building. And a triplex apartment, which is basically, this is that 10,000 square foot apartment that he says is like 30,000 square feet.
30,000.
Yeah. The next is the Trump Building, 40 Wall Street. Trump owns the ground lease.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Which the building is on. Trump owns the ground lease, which the building is on.
Ooh.
He appraises this building at like $530 million in 2013.
What's the real appraisal?
Well, the real appraisal done the year before was $220 million.
Ah, yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
The next one is 1290 Avenue of the Americas. This is another thing. He basically owns 30% stake. But the thing is, he can't sell it until 2044.
Ben, he'll be dead.
That's just crazy. So he can't get any money out of it.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's listed with the Trump Organization on paper. It is the largest asset they have on paper. And they claim it as cash, but it really isn't.
Mm.
Next is Nike Town. He owns the ground lease again, but Nike moved out.
Uh-huh.
Tiffany and Company moved in, but only temporary, while they're doing the renovations on their building.
Mm.
And they are ready to move out because their building is done.
See ya.
The next one, which is number six on the list, is the Trump Park and Park East. Now, he may own some units in this, but that's pretty much it. Number seven, Trump Plaza. He may own a few units in this one. He leases the retail portions and the garage.
Yeah, but you have to remember that even if he owns one or two offices or one or two commercial or private residences that are apartments in these buildings, they're all underwater.
Yes. There's nothing.
His 30% is probably underwater. It doesn't matter. He could own 100%.
It's not like he's owning the buildings.
And this guy lied about what he owns. Everyone thought he owned Trump Towers. We've been saying in our podcast, no, he does not own that.
That is correct.
And he's underwater. We've been saying that for a long time.
Now we go to Trump World Tower. He doesn't own it. It's owned by third-party condo owners.
Ah. Jesus.
Let's go to the next one, the Mayfair. He does not own this property. He just manages it.
Yeah, it's a management contract. Yeah. He likes those.
He does the janitorial work.
It's easy to rip people off.
Mops up, yeah.
And it's easy to sell your own stuff back to the janitorial company and charge it to the building, which he doesn't own.
That's right.
That's what he does.
We'll go to the Trump Palace, the next one. He does not own it. A co-op owns it, which is the owners of the building, the people inside the units. And they had him remove his name because they didn't want his name on the building anymore.
Oh, well, then it's not a Russian co-op, is it?
Well.
Because they would definitely want his name on the building.
The next one is Trump Soho. He never owned it. Guess who owned it? The Russian owned. He just puts his name on it.
Russia.
Yeah.
Russia.
Yeah, there's this Russian guy who's part of the mob, and they were the ones, yeah.
Any Colombians?
That's probably going to come in the one in Chicago yeah. or something. You never know.
Yeah, down in Florida, he has some Colombian renters or leasers. And, well, we'll get into that another time.
Okay, the next on the hit list is Trump Golf Links, Ferry Point. This is the golf links that had that, like, 100-foot long sign that said Trump Blinks or whatever it was. He doesn't own it.
Yeah, right.
City of New York owns it.
How'd that come about?
Well, they've always owned it. It was built on a city dump.
So that's appropriate right. for the Trump name, but right. how did it come about?
Well, the city owns it, and what Trump did is he signed a deal to manage it for 20 years. But guess what? 20 years is done.
Bye. So
he's no
See
longer
ya.
Part of that.
Nice knowing you.
Basically, everything that he says he has or had is the only things he wanted.
Deception.
Yes. The bottom line is this. Since his presidency, any of these units in any of these buildings that boast his name have sold for less money than other luxury properties.
Right down the street, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Furthermore, the individuals who own the buildings with his name on it suffer higher vacancies.
Oh, that poor guy.
So he puts his name on things.
And when he does have a stake, it's borrowed money.
It's 30%.
It's debt-ridden. He never uses his own money because he doesn't have any. He's got a little stashed away, don't get me wrong. But he doesn't have any money, not close to a billion. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't even have $100 million in liquidity.
What he uses as currency is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say, I'll tell you what, you know, I'll go into business with you and we can do this and it'll be great and it'll be wonderful and nobody's ever done this before. Nobody's ever seen this before. And what we'll do is we'll put my name on it.
It'll be big.
It'll be the biggest thing they've ever seen.
Huge.
But he doesn't put any cash towards anything. And basically he owns the restaurant space, the parking garage, the lobby. How do you own a lobby? How do you make money off of a lobby? He owns the bathrooms. He owns a valet booth. It said valet booth. He didn't say valet booths, like multiples. It said the valet booth. So I'm guessing like a 3-foot by 3-foot by 8-foot tall little booth that the valet stands in, and it's got, you know, a wall with peg hooks on it for all the keys.
I've never been there.
Yeah, well.
I can only imagine.
It's a real exciting place. I don't think there's enough room for a chair.
Does he have a cigarette room, too?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We will get into detail on the other properties around the country and hopefully around the world in another episode.
Are you done?
This is crazy. Absolutely insanity. What is Letitia James going to get? That's my question.
No, the question should be, what does she want?
No, she wants everything for the people of the city of New York.
She knows she's screwed.
What can she really get?
She's screwed. She's not going to get what he owes New York. And the people that sue him didn't get, they got like 10 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents on the dollar when he ripped off construction workers, contractors, subcontractors, employees.
That's another story.
Past employees.
That's another story.
I'm getting revved up.
I'm getting revved up. Vroom.
Letitia's screwed trying to get money out of this guy. We started this podcast to fight corrupt politicians and big business. Subscribe free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube at Screwed FM. Share our content and let's take him down.
Let's take them down.